This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
BJV program for Tuesday, the 3rd of August, into the first month of the month of August. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're not here to tell you how to think or what to think. We're not here to correct you or things that other people say. We're just here to say what we think we know and what we really know and what we feel about what we know. So if that's okay with you, we will begin with a focus on Meghan McCain, who said on The View, when is she leaving? I guess the end of this month, right? Isn't it?
I think this is her last week.
Is it her last week? She said, quote, there's no good Trump family member. Now, I don't know what the context.
Because Mary Trump, the one who wrote the books about Trump, is her uncle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what prompted Meghan to say that. I don't watch.
They
the
have
view,
a feud. Mary Trump said that Meghan was trying to avoid her, I guess, on the program on Monday. Said that she didn't have a strong enough backbone to face her. Who knows?
Why? Who cares? Why would
you
that
ask the question? I don't know.
I do. I often ask questions, and then I wait to see where the bombs drop. By the way, speaking of Meghan McCain, for those of you who are friends or fans, I don't see this. I don't think this is good casting. Heather Locklear is going, well, she's not playing Meghan McCain, but Meghan McCain is producing the movie for Lifetime. I guess that's what the
Yeah, it has nothing to do with, right? Meghan McCain other than she's producing it and Heather Locklear starring. But it's a true story.
Is it about,
you know,
what?
Lifetime? Well, Lifetime loves to do those true stories of, you know,
it's about
someone
the writer
off a cruise ship,
small stuff.
Yeah. If someone falls off a cruise ship on their honeymoon, and, you know, stuff like that. So this is the widow. They love that. So this is the widow of, like Jen said, the widow of the guy, Dr. Richard Carlson, who wrote Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and that whole series of books.
Yes. Yeah.
And then apparently he died suddenly. So Christine is his wife, played by Heather Locklear, and then she'll struggle to, you know, cope with raising two kids alone and dealing with the sort of self-help empire that he created. So this is it'll be really interesting to see Heather Locklear, because no one has seen her since she went
Probably
to rehab
in,
and then she was arrested for assaulting, I think, an officer in 2018. So she hasn't done anything since 2017.
So what is there? What, Meghan McCain is going to become a producer now?
She's produced a few things. Yeah, she's produced a few things so far. Yeah.
Movies, TV shows. I didn't realize that she had done
it. A few episodes of different TV shows. I don't have it off the top of my head.
She good at it? Is she well reputed?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that she has done that. So, I mean, look, being a producer is just having money, right? I mean, you could be a great producer or not.
The Kennedy family is. You see Kathleen Kennedy always credited as a producer. They put up the dough to make the movies.
So,
that's what a producer is. Yeah,
right.
You're right about that.
So I don't know if she's producing things that are of quality. I don't know. So we'll see.
Well, it's a Lifetime movie, so it must
I know.
The utmost quality.
I would like
and
to know.
And Candace Cameron's daughter is going to be in it too, Natasha Barré.
Yeah,
I know, right? She's passing it on to the next generation.
Who's
of
Candace
Lifetime.
Cameron? For those of us who don't know.
Oh, she was in Full House.
And she's the like official queen of the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, she does a lot of Hallmark movies.
And QVC and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So her daughter is now old enough, which makes me feel really old, because I watched her when I was a kid. So, I don't know, everybody's getting old.
Speak for yourself, please. Uh-huh. Jennifer, would you identify Representative McCaul? Who is Representative McCaul? Where does he come from? What state is he in?
Mike McCaul is from, I think he's near you. Let me see where Mike McCaul is from.
Well, the reason Jennifer's going to look this up, because this guy is all over Wuhan.
He's from Texas.
Oh, right near me.
Yeah, he's 10. For some reason, I thought he was like kind of northeast, but no, he's from Texas. And he's maybe one of the loudest voices right now when it comes to the role right. that China played in the COVID-19 outbreak. And we just touched a little bit on this yesterday, but the Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee have come out with this probe, basically looking into the origins of COVID-19. And they said that it's very likely that the CCP is involved, very likely, very concerned by the findings. He said that they were playing with fire. They were genetically manipulating at the lab gain-of-function research, which we knew about, or at least we all suspected was happening. And he said many of the points from the report focused on activities in and around Wuhan that appeared to indicate the virus may have been circulating in China as early as September, which is well before the World Health Organization actually reported on it. They said in September, the Wuhan lab's genetic sequencing database was taken offline in the middle of the night, as if they were trying to hide or cover up something of significant concern. Around the same time, satellite imagery from this area of Wuhan shows increased activity at hospitals near the Wuhan lab.
Sure.
Imagine that. Now, think about this. Also revealed in this report, months ahead of the COVID-19 outbreak, the reported outbreak, the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab requested bids for major renovations to air safety and to waste treatment systems in their research facilities that had been operational for less than 2 years. In addition, and this is something I'm really proud of her, I talk about her a lot, but my friend Jennifer Van Laar from Red State has done incredible reporting on this. She was the first person to break this story, which is now confirmed as part of this report, the first person to break the story about the government having a Chinese defector. All of this stuff turned out to be true. I really trust what she tells
me
about.
What's the news on the Chinese defector, though? Because I know you've mentioned it, but I've literally Googled it.
Even Christopher Wray was not aware until about a month or so ago in testimony. He was asked about the defector that the U.S. has in custody. There is someone in custody. I think there are actually two someones in custody that
are
trying to get.
What are they waiting for? To expose the Chinese government? What are they waiting for?
They're part of the investigation, supposedly.
Look, you've got Chinese spies everywhere, so obviously keeping these people, you know, anonymous vital. Yeah, I mean, they could easily be taken out.
No.
Now,
why don't they get to the point, why don't they take the information from these people that are in captivity?
Well, this is probably where some of this information is coming from. I mean, keep in mind that the Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee have been working on this for a while. The Biden administration, remember when they said they weren't going to do anything or sanctions, they wanted a 90-day review. That's still underway. So I have a feeling that's all a piece of what's happening. But Mike McCall said that in 2019, in October, and I remember I mentioned this to you guys about a month ago, at the World Military Games, 9,000 people entered the country. And entered the country of China. Most of those people returned to their home countries with strange and intense flu-like symptoms. So,
when was that date?
October 2019.
Yep.
There you go.
So whether that – now, my friend had said that could have been a test of the – because what they believe, or at least what she's been reporting, is that they were testing this gain-of-function research, and they believed that that was a test, which was separate from the escape from the lab, which happened then in 2020. So, again, another person whose name comes up, Peter Daszak. I've been talking about him for a long time. He's the guy that runs the EcoHealth Alliance. McCall said the top researchers involved with the Wuhan lab should be sanctioned, and he singled out specifically sanctions for Peter Daszak, whose EcoHealth Alliance, which is in New York, sent $3.4 million in National Institute of Health grants, which is run by Dr. Fauci, to the Wuhan lab. So all of this stuff that we've been talking about.
So they figured out another way to get it over there after Obama told them not to do it. He got a couple of his pals.
Fauci funnels $3.4 million to Daszak. Daszak gives it to the Wuhan lab. Daszak also sat on the World Health Organization.
So what's in it, though,
also
for these
was
people?
The one who designed the algorithm.
Are they getting paid off by the Chinese government to screw things up? And what's in it for these people to do what you're suggesting and what seems to have been proven that they did?
I believe that there's probably a medical swamp where they think that having bioweapons could be incredibly powerful, couldn't it? I mean, having bioweapons could make you one of the most powerful men or women in the world, couldn't it? I mean, wouldn't that be something that might lead them to want to do this?
All right, as long as we're talking about China, the International Olympic Committee says they're looking into, quote-unquote, the Chinese cyclists who were apparently involved and got medals, and during the ceremony they were wearing Mao pins. You're not supposed to wear... people wear flags and stuff? I'm not certainly... protecting them. I'm just wondering what they're thinking or what they're teaching.
Each nation has a pretty specific dress code.
Outfit.
I mean, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So what do the rules say about wearing these sorts of pins? I think there's some kind of a rule that was looked upon as propaganda. I think that's it, basically, the bottom line. So they think the committee says this is a violation of this rule governing political demonstrations. And so is wearing a pin of Mao a demonstration, wearing an American flag is not. I think that's what the Chinese government has said. Well, you get all these people wearing their flags from their country. Why can't our people wear the Mao pin? I don't have an answer to that. I don't know whether people have thoughts on that. Jay, you've been quiet, so what about it?
Jay had an emergency. She's not
with us
right
now.
Okay. So, I don't know. Is this a big deal? Like, I'm not really seeing.
I don't know if it's
a big deal
in and of itself. Mm-hmm. What bothers me about it is that, and you can figure this because our kids are being indoctrinated by the teachers here. So the school system over there indoctrinates youngsters with the history of their country,
I mean,
and Mao.
It's
and
a symbol of communism, right?
So, yeah, it is, yeah.
I don't know. Of course China would like it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the people who are camping on the Capitol, is that still going on, or has that been, they've been flushed out, all the people?
Jesse Jackson just got arrested a couple days ago, so
really?
They're still there. You mean the people who are fighting for the vote, they're fighting off the voting stuff, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's it. Well, there are people there. I don't know that there are people who have gone in campers and just decided to set up a tent. I think there's a purpose.
No, they're not really camping, but it's just funny because there is just a lot of people who are setting up shop and just staying there. Jesse Jackson's one of them. He was arrested.
How old is he?
Jesse Jackson?
But he's
in his
70s,
80s, don't you think? Let,
nah, he's over. He's got to be 80 or old. Somebody will.
It's the D.C. Poor People's Campaign, and it's a national call for, what did they call this? A national call for moral revival, and they are making four demands. They want to end the filibuster, which is super moral. They want to pass all the provisions of For the People Act, fully restore the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Okay. The morality police are well, living large and well. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star. Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's trending time here on the DJV program, an overview of the social media, things that are trending on the news sites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And a pig is in the focus of the first story. Victoria and I will get to that after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, let's get at this. Victoria J. has had a family emergency, so we'll get into this pig thing. Now, I said to Victoria that I thought it was very sweet that Britney Spears has a pet pig. And then Victoria said, wait a minute, hold on. She didn't have a pig, she just pet a pig.
Yeah.
So, under what circumstances did she pet a pig?
Well, she and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, are back, they're back vacationing in Maui. And so, she posted a video of her petting a pig. And one of those, everything she does at this point,
right,
is, you know,
shot.
Everything is news. And yep. So she and her boyfriend they've been to Maui before. They always stay in the same resort. And so they were out for a walk and somebody was walking a pot-bellied pig. That's their pet. And so they decided to apparently just make friends
engage
with the pig.
Yes, right.
Yep. Engage. So so it's cute. They seem to be doing really well, and she has another upcoming court appearance. And I think having this new attorney that is actually representing her best interest, which is the first time in 13 mm-hmm. years of this conservatorship that she's actually had someone on her side. Clearly, he's already gone in there, cut through a lot of the BS, and has given her a lot more freedom that apparently she was always entitled to and just never knew. Which is mm-hmm. awful. That's someone
terrible.
living
your
in,
life like
in
that.
In a slave situation. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just horrible. So good for her.
Yeah. Good for her, exactly. All right. There's a new HBO series called The Prince. Not very popular in England. Why is that? Why is this trending?
Well, so first of all, this is a new show that's on HBO Max. It's
Have
an animated,
you seen it?
Yes, I love it. I've seen almost all the episodes. It started by Family Guy co-executive producer Gary Jannetty. Gary had started posting pictures of Prince George, actual little Prince George, Kate and William's oldest. And so he started posting pictures of him on Instagram and just writing really funny captions about how he basically hates everybody in the royal family, and it's this whole thing. So HBO Max came along and said, hey, this would be a really cute animated show. And so Gary voices Prince George. Orlando Bloom voices Prince Harry, which is hilarious. Prince Harry now lives with Meghan Markle in California, and they're trying to get their life going. Whoever voices Prince Charles is hilarious. Camilla is there. She never speaks. And the Queen is amazing. It's very unflattering, but it's hilarious. Like, she's constantly swearing and ordering people around. It's really, really funny. But I have wondered, though, like, what do the royal family feel? How do they feel about it?
What do you think they think? They're all stiff upper lippers and nose in the air. They don't like that stuff at all. Speaking of people that are not happy, Tom Brady threw a temper tantrum at the practice. Everybody's back to, the football teams are back practicing. So he was cussing, throwing a helmet around. I want to dig into this a little bit, so we'll do that on the other side of the news from your local station coming up at 1:30. Right now it's 8:28.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUY for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-L.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham on Monday revealed that he had contracted COVID-19 despite being vaccinated in a rare breakthrough case. 66-year-old Graham said, "I was very glad I was vaccinated because without vaccination, I'm certain that I would not feel as well as I do right now. My symptoms would be far worse." End quote. The Pentagon announced Monday the U.S. Army had awarded Pfizer a $3.5 billion contract to manufacture 500 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by the end of next year for distribution around the world. Simone Biles will leave the Tokyo Olympics with the bronze medal. Biles won the bronze medal in the balance beam event. China finished gold and silver. Biles now has 7 Olympic medals, which is tied with Sharon Miller for the most by an American gymnast. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many employers across America are requiring their employees be vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounders says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC warned on Monday against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and other locations because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those places. Some of the other locations being raised to CDC's Level 4 avoid travel include Libya, Kazakhstan, Andorra, Malta, and Isle of Man between England and Ireland. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Now it's Doug and Victoria focusing on a couple more trending things. We were talking about Tom Brady. Do you want to give us the story behind the story as to why he, according to some misfit news people, he was throwing a temper tantrum, but actually he was being a good sport in a sense?
Well,
right?
I don't know. I think he's being the tough leader that has given him such an amazing career.
Is he the captain of the team? Who's the captain?
Well, the quarterback kind of always is, right?
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I mean, so essentially he was at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's still on the team there. And so he was at practice on Sunday, and he reportedly threw a major temper tantrum. He was swearing, slamming his helmet, and even punted the football. Reporters on the scene say that they were doing drills, and apparently the team was not living up to Tom's expectations.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, so he... He had no issue, I guess. He turns 44 today. Is actually his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Good. Tom. And yeah. So he essentially the coach, Bruce Arians, was on his side, told reporters later on, look, the guys have got to make the plays. You know, you're in a critical situation. You can't fall down. Tom gives you a chance to win the game, and you've got to go down and win. So I don't care how tired you are. I guess.
Why would they be tired? They just started. They've had months, what, how many months? They stopped playing in February, so March, April,
well,
May,
they could be
June,
out of shape. I don't know. I mean, look, they're going up against Tom Brady, who, like we just said, just turned 44 today. Uh-huh. And so he has more stamina and, you know, than the rest of them. And he was yelling at the teammate, saying, like, look, you know, you gotta make a play, even if you're tired. And so that's what the coach said, too. Look, you know,
your
it doesn't matter if you're tired.
Your husband's a big sports fan mm-hmm. and has been in that business. I think once in a while drags you in. I don't know that you're always on top of things, but have you been talking with him or has he been talking about any surprises from training camp? Because they're about ready to start playing their exhibition games. Is it this weekend? And as a matter of fact, don't they start playing exhibition games this week? No, it's either this weekend or next weekend.
Yeah.
That they're out there. And so looking around at some of the players.
Well, some of the other news, if you want to, we'll stick with Tom Brady real quick. This is big news. So he and Larry Fitzgerald have signed on to host a weekly radio show on Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be, I think this is the first foray for Brady into broadcasting. This might be his last season, and he's going to make that transition. Obviously, who wouldn't want to have Tom Brady as a color commentator or an analyst, you know,
yep.
And obviously that would, you know, that's a no-brainer. So he's gonna start off with a weekly show. It's gonna air every Monday night at 6. And the interesting thing is that he's still actively playing and that he's still going to be hosting this show. It probably won't be live because he'll have to, assuming, record around his game schedule. But but that's a big deal. Larry Fitzgerald, also one of the NFL's greatest wide receivers ever, is going to be his co-host. They never played together on the same team, but I think that's going to be a really good matchup for them as co-hosts.
Good. All right, that's good. I'm looking at some of the I just think there's a lot of confusion. I think baseball should be the focus from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, and nobody else should be allowed to play. Hockey season should be over.
The baseball season's all year long. No one would ever have another sport. It's just
good.
Baseball goes on forever.
Football should be eliminated anyway because it's too dangerous.
Oh, my God.
What?
People
I'm sorry.
People are turning off the radio now.
Okay, good for them. The Tokyo Games, looks like Team USA's Brittany Reese has secured the silver medal. You want to give us a count of the chain? Because they're playing over there, even though it gets delayed broadcast. I think one of the NBC channels has it live. The rest of it is all recorded.
Part of the problem, I think, for Americans to have this is a very low-rated Olympic coverage.
Yes. Yep.
And I think part of the problem is just the time zone, you know, the time difference. Because stuff is already happening. We wake up at 6 a.m. and everything's already done for the day. We already know who won, so why do we bother tuning in? You know, unless you're a real diehard and you really want to see Simone Biles get the bronze, which she did in her final event on balance beam, or, you know, Jessica Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen's daughter, is riding for the U.S. equestrian team. That event started at 6 a.m. this morning. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to be a real diehard to get up that early and watch all this stuff.
Yeah,
but the medal
TV.
Count, we have an update on the medal count, and I know you'll be happy to hear this.
You know, right, Americans on top.
We are once again number one. We've got 71 total medals. China has 68. The Russian Olympic Committee, that's basically like the off-brand Russians, I don't know what they are, but they're in third with 52 medals. Great Britain's in fourth with 43. Japan is in fifth with 36.
In the, the 400-meter hurdles, looks like the USA's Ray Benjamin got the silver medal, and a guy from Norway, Karsten Warholm, got the world record and got the gold. So there are a lot of people, seems to be, a lot of people paying attention to things like that. Track events seem to be pretty popular.
Well, Summer Olympics, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, as long as you're in the trending department, I'm looking at a tweet that somebody sent me about Monsanto, and the tweet reads, if Monsanto can change the genetic makeup of a plant and own the patent to the variation, which, you know, is a part of the discussion we have every week practically on the American Family Farmer Show that I do, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, about food, family, and the farm. Does that mean that Moderna or Pfizer can own your DNA because you got their vaccine?
That's ridiculous. I mean, I knew that's where that was going, but yeah, sure.
Listen. Okay, sure. Today's National Watermelon Day, folks. I like watermelon. Do you like watermelon? I think watermelon's fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, though.
Gooey. Yeah, it is kind of messy.
I mean, I just like the. I just buy the pre-cut.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I don't. I buy a little small.
You know what I do? I go into Wegmans and I buy the nice big pre-cut watermelon. I walk out to my SUV. I hit the button and the hatch opens for me. And it's great.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, what a life! the watermelon. But
anyway, that's an inside joke because Doug is so against people using an automatic lift gate, which is ridiculous.
I think it's lazy
because you have one in your car.
The same as cutting the thing about cutting up watermelon or any melon or any fruit is that they lose their flavor once you cut them open. So if you've noticed, if you get one of those trays with strawberries and blueberries and grapes and whatever else, and they don't ever taste the same as what you get if you take the fruit and eat the whole thing. It just, they lose their flavor, they lose their value.
Or do you think it tastes better when you cut it yourself just because you have to tell yourself that you put so much work into it
it
will pay off?
No, I know that it tastes much better. This time of year I buy those little watermelons and I cut them and have, like a piece a day. And by the way, a watermelon goes back to the year 2000 B.C., maybe even before that. 5,000 years ago in Egypt, there were traces of watermelon seeds left over. This is what gets lost, you know, when things get ensconced, when they have, ruins and stuff, they go through it. They found watermelon seeds.
I'm shocked by that. I did not know that. I'm absolutely shocked because I just never would think that Egypt would have the climate to grow watermelon.
Oh, watermelons grow well in sandy soil and dry,
I know nothing. I know nothing about growing stuff, so.
Well, that's why I'm
think
here,
of it like,
Victoria.
But where are watermelons grown in America?
Oh, all over the place. I have watermelons
like
in my garden.
Like in greenhouses?
No, new. No. Well, yeah, they are. Like anything else can be grown in the aquaponic or hydroponic greenhouses. Yeah, you can grow watermelons in there, but they're all water. They have no flavor. You got to get something planted in the ground so that what's in the ground helps to flavor and texture the actual vegetable or
fruit.
That
makes sense, because tomatoes that are hydroponic, I don't think
have
any flavor.
They don't have any flavor at all.
Yeah.
Did you know there were 300 varieties of watermelon?
I did not.
Red watermelon, white watermelon, different shapes and sizes, that kind of stuff. I think watermelon is very cool. At 43 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program, People in the News, coming up. Though right now, it's the feel of towels that I want you to think about, wrapping yourself around a MyPillow towel when you jump out of the shower. Maybe you take your shower at night or in the morning, or there are certain times maybe you have a tradition. Mine is not. I don't have a tradition. I take them all different times of the day, depending on what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, I like taking a shower before I go to bed, and I like drying myself off with these MyPillow towels. They have proprietary technology that makes them so absorbent and so soft to the touch. Plus, with all the MyPillow products, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can try these towels for yourself, and if you don't like them, you just send them back. You got to be fully satisfied with everything that there is at MyPillow.com, whether it's the six-piece towel set, whether it's the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow pillows themselves, that's how they get started. But the deal right now on the MyPillow six-piece towel set, $39.99 for something that at retail sells for $109. Pretty good deal, right? Got to use the promo code DJV from our program. That's DJV, and you get discounts from 30 to 65% on everything at MyPillow.com. So check it out. Use the promo code DJV in the listener box there and enjoy the benefits and the feeling of putting your head on a pillow, wrapping yourself in the sheets, or drying yourself off with the towels at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
One of the greatest songs always brings a tear to my eye. Dolly's version of I Will Always Love You. She says that the Whitney Houston version of this song trumps her version of it. You agree with that, do you think?
Oh, yes.
From The Bodyguard?
Sure, yeah. Of course.
I love Dolly's version.
Dolly's version is played in the movie. I don't know if you've ever seen The Bodyguard, but it's played in the movie. Yeah. Yeah, when she's dancing with Kevin Costner, and then he says, oh, I like this song because it's country or whatever. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, meanwhile, this is Whitney. Yeah. What a fabulous talent. What a waste. Good God. So Kevin Costner reportedly had an affair with her while they were doing the movie. Do you think that's true?
No, because she's a lesbian, and that's all come out now. They were very good friends, and he was at her funeral and spoke and, you know, eulogized her. But no, I don't think that was true at all. I think that's what people want to believe.
Well,
because
how dare you foul up a good rumor with a real story?
I know.
Crank this up, Phil. This is so good. I think when you really love somebody, you don't stop. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program. My darling.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
D3 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Discussion of the bodyguard will continue, plus some other items of interest from the world of movies. You can count on Chuck Curry. He's here right after this.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I actually recognize this theme from the Back to the Future movies. This is one of those themes. When you hear the music, you go right to a picture in your head, right? Isn't that the best kind of a movie theme? When you get, I'm looking at the car going up into space or wherever the heck it goes, listening to this, right, Chuck?
They use it a lot. It's in all three of the movies. It's great. Yeah. I love this theme.
Now, here's the deal, Doug. You asked me why we're playing that music.
Chuck, why are we playing Back to the Future music here today?
Because this day in movie history, August 3rd, 1985, Back to the Future was released in theaters. And the truth of the matter is when Universal released that picture, They did not really know if it was going to be embraced or not. Ultimately, immediately, it was word of mouth spread, and it became the number one movie of 1985. I told a story on the air before. What makes this really fascinating is that there's actually a show about the back of scenes in movie history on Netflix that I was watching, and they talked about this film. They hired an actor named Eric Stoltz, who was in the movie The Mask with Cher. He's a good actor. They filmed half the movie. He played Marty McFly, and then the director, Robert Zemeckis, said to the producers, this is really not the movie I intended to make. So they fired him. And then they went with Michael J. Fox. They cut a deal with Family Ties to get him on the set, where they rearranged the schedule to do both. And his charm and likability made that movie a winner, and obviously his chemistry with Christopher Lloyd, I don't want to discount him. His background, that guy was simply awesome. But the two of them together were movie magic. A lot of people in the industry regard this as a perfect movie, a perfect script.
Yeah. And they still, by the way, are great friends.
It is a perfect script.
They're great friends. They've maintained a great friendship over the years.
I can't even imagine Eric Stoltz with Doc Brown. You know, that just, I can't
He's a B actor. He's not an A actor.
It would have been a different movie. But you know what? I could talk for hours about different actors or actresses who were originally supposed to play a role that ultimately didn't get it. What makes this unusual is he did get the role, and they filmed half the movie, which obviously cost
a lot of money.
You know, millions of dollars to do that, because they had to take all that footage, 90% of it, and put it in the vault and then refilm everything with Michael J. Fox. But ultimately, that paid off in spades, because the two sequels, as a trilogy, I think this is, other than the original Star Wars, the Back to the Future trilogy is the best trilogy ever produced. I think so.
Yep. All right, Chuck, I want your opinion on something, please.
Okay.
Victoria and I were talking about The Bodyguard and the song that originally was sung by Dolly, and then Whitney Houston sings it. And by the way, the reason we're talking about this is because Dolly gave about $10 million in royalties from the song to black neighborhoods, helping out black neighborhoods in Nashville. Are you happy now, Victoria? Got the headline.
Thank you. She took all of the royalties. Yes, I thought that was wonderful and very much in keeping with Dolly Parton, the angel on earth.
So very Dolly good. Is.
So what do you want? What do you want from
all
me?
Right, so The Bodyguard, in terms of Kevin Costner's acting career, it seems to me that was one of the things. He's been up high and down and up and down, but I thought he was very good in this movie. What did you think?
I liked it. Listen, that was a big hit. It was a good film. It stretches of plausibility, of credibility at times, but it pleased audiences, and he, I don't know if you know this, but his haircut in that movie was a homage to Steve McQueen. And,
was it? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
It was. Yes.
Oh, how cool is that?
He had that Caesar cut. He had that Caesar cut in the movie.
Well, wow, yeah, something
big,
you
I'm
didn't
big
know.
Kevin Costner, you don't got to sell me. I've always liked him tremendously.
Okay. I'm not going to sell you because you're out of here.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.